With a massive effort, Norbert managed to stop himself from cutting down the mast. But nonetheless, Hiccup thought he might stay up in the crow's nest until he felt Norbert had calmed down. Toothless and Stormfly both woke up much, much later, when the sun was high in the sky and the two little dragons had absolutely no recollection of what had happened. The ship was way out in the Great West Ocean now. The world around them had turned to water. Nothing but water. Water everywhere. It was as if a great flood had taken place and washed over every precious piece of land, and now there was nothing but sea below and clouds above, and their tiny little speck of a boat crawling across it, like a bug across a windowpane. It was as if they had left this world entirely and were sailing through space looking for another star. There was no way of contacting other humans. They were on their own, in a universe of water that went on forever. And what was worse was that the ship now seemed to be being followed by something. From high up in the crow's nest, Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze saw it first. It was the white wake of a gigantic sea monster.
"Sea dragon on the eastern horizon!" screamed Norbert from down below on the deck. "Get paddling, or I'll feed you to the monster with my own fair hands!"
The crew took it in turns to pedal to scare away the big sea creature's machine so fast that the machine's spokes and wheels whined a screeching, creaking, out-of-control complaint, and the trumpet attachment thingy whirled so crazily it looked in danger of falling off. But the sea dragon was not scared away. The sound the machine made was so physically unbearable to the monster that it kept a safe distance from the boat, but it did not stop it from following them. All of the rest of that day, the sea dragon followed the American Dream 2, and all of the night. The crew went to sleep at their battle stations, upright in their armour, harpoons at the ready. As they closed their eyes in sleep, it was the last thing they saw on the horizon. The long, thin line of a white wake, and the great spiny back of one of the great, deadly terrors of the deep, rising and falling as it swam inexorably after them, like some ghastly fate. They were in its territory now, and it knew it. All it had to do was to be patient. The only thing preventing the sea dragon from moving in for the kill and tearing apart the American Dream 2 with its mighty jaws as if it were a child's toy was a dilapidated, cranky, overworked little machine. A machine that was looking increasingly creaky and wonky as each crew member pedalled it furiously to death. If a screw came loose on one of those wobbling wheels, the whirligig trumpet thingy would come whizzing off and... it didn't bear thinking about. Everybody had nightmares that night. And it made Hiccup's heart skip a beat or two when he woke to see the wake of the sea dragon on the horizon. It was still following them.